If you're looking for a new scare, look no further than Lisi's Story on Apple TV+. It stars Julianne Moore as the widow of a famous author who has to deal with a supernatural realm he once inhabited. In other words, it's classic Stephen King, who also happened to write the screenplay. A new episode comes out today. And we're also marking another occasion, the end of an era. Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired its final episode last night. Lots to talk about with NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So, Lisi's Story has a really impressive pedigree. J.J. Abrams is one of the executive producers. It also features Clive Owen and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Stephen King, though, is as much a star as anyone, and he adapted this himself. Tell us about the premise of this program.
Yeah, well, you know, how much time do we have? It's a really interesting and twisty premise. But basically, Julianne Moore plays the wife of a famous novelist played by Clive Owen. And this novelist has died. And so part of the story is her grieving him and trying to get over his loss. She's being pressured by academics and other people to provide his unpublished works. And so we have this clip. Let's check it out.
You are not getting in there, and you are never going to see his papers.
You were nothing but a restaurant hostess when you caught his eye. The fact that you slept in his bed does not give you the right to withhold his unwritten papers from the rest of the world.
Oh my God.
And then some words follow that we can't broadcast on radio. But basically, that gives you the level of pressure that she's under. So there's that whole story, which is very conventional. And then also, there's this sense that her husband had this ability to go inside the supernatural realm. And that's where the story gets really sort of bizarre and twisty and impressionistic. And it becomes a true sort of Stephen King story. And what's notable about this, of course, is that he wrote every script for every one of the episodes. Mm. So he was adapting his own very popular novel.
Well, that's right. I mean, Stephen King novels have been adapted dozens of times, but not usually by him. So what do you think, Eric? How did he do translating Lisi's Story to the screen?
Well, the thing that's interesting to me about this is that even Stephen King struggles to adapt Stephen King novels to television. I think part of the challenge is that so much of the drama of a Stephen King novel comes from the way he puts you inside the head of the protagonist and the other characters. And I think it's very hard to create a TV show or a movie that also accomplishes that. And so, you know, for me, Lisi's Story, I wasn't as moved by it as I hoped I would be. I wonder if it couldn't have benefited from somebody who had a little more distance from the work actually adapting it for television.
Well, let's turn to something for a moment a little less complicated, the final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You know, Kim has been struggling for a while privately behind camera about her relationship.
I think he deserves someone that can go support his every move and go follow him all over the place and move to Wyoming. I can't do that.
Well, love them or hate them, Eric, the Kardashians ushered in a world of influencers and social media stars. So I'm curious, what do you make of their show finally ending? And what does it say about the media landscape we're in right now?
It's like, oh my God, I just can't believe that it's ending. No, I'm sorry. I watched too much of the show and I wind up talking like them. But what's interesting to me about this, and the show is actually moving. They're going to do versions of it for Hulu. So it's not exactly completely ending, but you're right. They pioneered this idea of sort of celebrities being out there and living these very sort of tumultuous and drama-filled lives and then monetizing that experience. And now it's reached a point where people are doing this as quote-unquote influencers on YouTube and TikTok. And the venues for this has kind of moved away from cable television and moved onto these social media platforms. So it will be interesting to see what they do on Hulu and see if they manage to find a way to sort of create another iteration of this kind of fame and this kind of revenue.
Well, that brings me to this new documentary on FX and Hulu. It's called The New York Times Presents, Who Gets to Be an Influencer? It's about a group of black content creators on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. So let's take a listen to that.
If you're going to make it on the internet, you need to strike fast. One of the best ways is to join with other people who want to do the same thing, to collaborate. But the challenge is making it in an industry that's not made for us.
What about this show, Eric, and the quest here for social media stardom?
Yeah, this is a really interesting look at a disturbing phenomenon, which is that black content creators who try to become social media influencers have a much harder time amassing large number of followers. They have a harder time getting endorsements. They just have a harder time making a career in this space. And there's even some suspicion that the algorithms of some of the social media platforms that they use may be attuned so that their posts don't do as well because their skin tone is darker. So there's a lot of interesting stuff sort of explored in this documentary, and I hope people check it out.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.